Who are you?
My name is Janine Garofalo.
Janine, who'd you have beside you?
David Cross and Todd Barry.
And you are?
I'm Todd Barry.
And you are?
Wait, listen.
What was that saying?
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
It's my girlfriend's Irish, so it comes up in the phone. Hello?
Janine, I would like to know a little bit, and also Todd, about David Cross. What is David Cross really like? What is he up to? He's making you play a clam, a bearded clam?
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally don't enjoy the double entendre sophomoric humor of a name like Bearded Clam. Bearded Clam, and David and I have been through this before. He is making me play a clam that happens to have a beard, but I think... hopefully no one will conjure up a vagina.
What's going on? A bearded clam.
Oh, my God. Janine.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a medical
term. I didn't even realize that.
You didn't?
No.
That's what I was so upset about, is that it was a slang term for a part of a female's anatomy.
Who says that?
You didn't Wikipedia.
You're joking?
You didn't know bearded clam was a term for
vagina?
But what do you think about this, though, basically, though? Making her play a bearded clam. And also, do you remember Norm Macdonald?
Yes, I do.
What was Norm Macdonald famous for?
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, and Janine, you were on that show.
Yeah, for about a minute and a half, yeah.
Was Norm on the show when you were on the show?
Yes, he was.
You know what he's playing now in Bell ads?
Yep.
I don't know.
He's playing a beaver.
Oh.
He's playing a beaver. So what's going on with Saturday Night Live? You playing a...
Well, so this has nothing to do with Saturday Night Live.
No, he's saying you're playing a clam. You were on SNL, and Norm Macdonald was on SNL, and now he's playing a beaver.
I don't know. You'd have to take that up with Lorne Michaels.
It's some pretty crazy stuff going on. And Todd, what can you tell me about David Cross?
I play Frank Mankiewicz on the show where she plays Bearded Clam.
What about David Cross's background? For instance, would this gentleman here, Todd...
I think he's a Boston-based comedian. But he lived in Atlanta for some time also.
David Cross, I would like to know a little bit about you singing Rent songs.
You know, that's just something I do to unwind, you know. A lot of people will meditate. Some people take a bubble bath with Yankee candles, and I sing Rent songs.
I mean, what is the world coming to? Bearded Clam, Boston Comics, Rent songs?
It's true. The world has come to that.
I mean, people go to a David Cross Tinkle show. What do they go to a David Cross Tinkle show for?
It's not a David Cross Tinkle show. I'm on the show as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're used to saying over and over, is it? It's not a David Cross show.
We split the 30... I know. It's true. We split the $33,000 three ways.
So do you get upset? Do you think people get upset when people come to see Todd at a David Cross show and get the Rent tunes thrown at them?
Do I think that people get upset? I think, I don't know about people as a whole. I know that People Magazine has a cease and desist injunction upon us using Rent songs.
What is your favorite Rent song, Janine? Is it the 5,600 minutes?
No, it's Officer Krupke.
Is that the one you do?
Yes.
Now, Janine, you've worked with David Cross before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
On a Super Chunk video!
No, yes.
Watery Hands, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What was that like with Janine at that point? Were you very Janine-ized at that point?
I don't know what you mean by Janine-ized, but I was excited to be working with Janine and Laura Balance. That was exciting.
Laura Balance. Okay, the lead singer. Oh, man. Laura Balance, who David Cross... The
bass player.
The bass player and also lead singer of the Muffs, your friend. David loved them. And when Laura Balance, when you got to dress up in her clothes for the video, you were shaking.
Her underwear.
He loves Laura Balance.
Yeah.
And now you should get close to them because they're stinking rich now, aren't they?
The Muffs are?
No. Super Chunk.
Oh. They're not stinking.
Yes, because they own Merge Records.
Well, Laura and Mac do. I don't know about the rest of them, but I don't think they're stinking rich.
Home of the Arcade.
Fire.
Fire!
Montreal based band.
Yes, thank you very much. Not too far from Boston. I just want to drop the Boston illusion again. You know, DMZ, the rats, all that sort of stuff.
Thing, I think. Yeah, drop the Boston thing.
Janine, you're a woman.
Hmm.
Is it true a few years ago it was hard to get booked as a woman comedian because they wouldn't book two woman comedians in a row, or they won't have nights where two women are performing in a row?
That was in the 80s, yes. That was true. There was certain clubs that wouldn't book two females on the same show or two comics of color on the same show, so there was less... ability to work.
Now, you are a woman pioneer. Is Janine a woman pioneer?
Absolutely.
No. I am not a woman pioneer, no.
But she is a daughter of the American Revolution.
I am a daughter, that's right. That's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't come up with it. I am a daughter of the American Revolution, but I am not a pioneer.
She's a member of the Elks Club as well.
Yeah. Let me offer you some women pioneers here. I'd like to ask you guys about some pioneers in comedy. Yeah. What can you tell
Rusty
me, Janine,
about, up,
yeah, what can you tell me about Rusty Warren? Who's this?
Rusty Warren was a comedienne who had a sort of a cabaret stand-up act. She was banned in Boston.
Bonnie.
And there's she's Body. Salty, and Catherine O'Hara did a character based on her. Did you get it, honey? That Catherine O'Hara one that was based partially on Rusty Warren, and she has an album that I used to have called Knockers Up with Rusty Warren.
Minnie Pearl,
right, from the Grand Ole Opry and Hee Haw. She is the southern hat wearing with the price tag hanging off darling of
totally co-opted and
Zach has some connection, right?
No, I was going to say her hat with the label was ripped off by the urban hip-hop community.
That's right.
They owe a tip of the hat, as it were, to Minnie Pearl.
From Rusty Warren to Minnie Pearl
This is Liz Lyons. I do not know Liz Lyons, but Up Your Ass. That sounds fantastic.
Liz
Lyons,
hear that
Up Your
up.
Ass,
I'd like to hear
live
that.
At the Club
based
Morocco.
On that cover and that
I don't know her, but she sounds fascinating.
That looks like a gay guy.
And continue on, we have some more pioneers of women's comedy here. We have Bobby Baker with I'll Do Anything for Money.
I don't know Bobby Baker either.
Fucking elephant.
And lastly here we have Anna Russell.
Oh, I don't know Anna.
A South African comedian.
There must be a good thrift store in this town.
Oh, but this isn't racist at all. So that's fantastic, this tableau here from her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Janine, can you please do the knack dance?
No.
Can you please do the knack dance?
No.
What was the knack dance?
It was from Reality Bites when they went into the 7-Eleven, and it really captured a
movement.
A moment in a generation, and then a song that was nostalgic for them came on, and they started dancing, and then that was like that's supposed to be a metaphor for individuality and freedom.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. But that sounds good.
And you, Janine, did you help set the trend of the short bang look?
No, that had already been set by Betty Page years and years ago.
Tell me about your maids.
My maids?
Tell me about your maids.
Maids?
Tell me about your maids.
Well, one is, I have 42. One, just all of them individually.
Well, I was wondering, did you ever have Jamie Kennedy as a maid?
Jamie Kennedy claims that he, when I lived with Greg Barrett, Laura Milligan, Margaret Cho, and Karen Anderson, we had a house up above Kherson. Jamie Kennedy claims he was hired to clean up because he worked for a maid service. I don't recall that. Well, you know, we didn't have a maid service. Sometimes we would have big parties and it would be...
Yeah, but Laura or Jerry might call one in.
Jerry did after a party.
Yeah.
And Jamie Kennedy claims that he was the maid that was called in. I don't recall that, but...
No, neither do I. I remember the party.
I think it's great you're always pumping Adbusters and Punk Planet.
Yes.
Has Janine mentioned Adbusters or Punk Planet
Not
to you at all?
I just ran into her like a half hour ago. Mm-hmm.
But three times.
Yeah. I think it's cool because Adbusters is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, you almost broke up a local band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Do you know that, David Cross?
No. What do you
think? The New Pornographers. You were in their video. Did you see their video?
Yeah.
How was your body double from the video? Because it was a body double. Did he do well?
No, terrible.
The guy that plays you. Well, because you told Carl he should fire Nico in a magazine called Magnet, and Nico read it and got really mad at Carl from the New Pornographers.
It was a joke, right?
No, but it didn't translate to print. Do jokes sometimes not translate to print?
I would say most times they don't.
Janine Garofalo, is it true you once got married at a drive-through chapel?
It is true.
So did you get unmarried at all? Are you unmarried?
No, I'm not.
Who was that?
Rob Cohen.
Do you know...
Rob Cohen, the director of Fast and Furious.
Wow! So you're still married to him?
Yeah. And Dragonheart.
Yeah, that's the other Rob Cohen. There's three Rob Cohens. This Rob Cohen was a writer for the Ben Stiller Show, and not the director of the Fast and the Furious.
Do you know that Janine's birthday coming up? Janine is born the same day as Avril Lavigne and
Bridget Bardot
and
Nicole Kidman
and
Gwyneth Paltrow
and
Meatloaf.
Wow.
I just thought I'd just sat on a plane next to Meatloaf.
And winding up here with Janine Garofalo, there's going to be actual convention, a Garofalo Con, is that true?
Yes.
You're going to have like a thing where you can like shoot all your enemies? Who are your enemies?
Oh, no, 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 it's not that. It's all people with the last name of Garofalo.
But I thought it was going to be like a video game where you can, like, shoot all your enemies, wondering, like, who your enemies were.
No.
Janine, do you know that this gentleman right here, David Cross, might be playing Allen Ginsberg?
You'd have to ask her.
Is that true?
Yes.
Will you be playing Allen Ginsberg?
Done.
Now, did you drink any placenta soup?
Not for the role. I mean, on my own I did, because I was in Montreal.
Because that was what Allen Ginsberg really enjoyed, the placenta soup.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, winding up here, I'd like to ask you just lastly, David Cross, St. Louis. Why will you never return to St. Louis? Do people hate you there? Did you have a problem in St. Louis with a university crowd that walked out on you?
Yes, I did. I did a Jesuit school. I don't know why I was booked into a Jesuit school. I found it out on my way to the gig. And I asked them, have you guys ever seen my stand-up? And they said, no, but we like you on Arrested Development and Just Shoot Me. And I ended up, I walked about, there was like 300 people and made a lot of noise. It did not go well.
But thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask you, lastly here, we have a little presentation for David Cross right here. Tell me, does this resemble David Cross? This is for you, David Cross. This is for you.
Wow, that does. Yeah, there's a bit there. Yeah.
Standing room only, the Velvet Touch.
The Velvet Touch, that's fantastic.
This is a gift for you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada's number one comic, Cliff Nesteroff.
I will not leave this on the plane again.
Well, you've left other stuff on the plane.
I left this on the plane.
And finally, lastly, do you feel sorry for tomatoes?
No.
Well, thank you very much. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-loot-do.
Do-do?
Ah, thank you.
Okay. You're great. This is wonderful.